Zebras are best known for their stripes. But the purpose of those stripes has long been the subject of debate. The common theory is that the stripes act as camouflage. But a new study rejects that idea. Amanda Moline is the study's lead author. She teaches anthropology and archaeology at the University of Calgary and is with us this morning. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Now, you tested the theory that zebra stripes act as camouflage. What did you find?
Well, what we wanted to do was see the stripes as best we could through the eyes of their predators, who are the ones obviously looking for them. And we found that until they get very close, lions and hyenas wouldn't actually even be able to see stripes that well. So really, they aren't going to be an effective form of camouflage, and we reject that idea.
So, okay, so what is it about the eyes of the predators that makes them oblivious to the stripes until they get really close?
Well, the problem is that we've been looking at zebras through our own eyes, and we normally look at them in the daylight. And humans are really unusual among other mammals in having excellent vision. We've got very acute vision, can see detail into the distance, but most predators don't have that level of acuity. And so when we look at the vision of domestic cats, for example, we can see that they just can't see detail very far. We can scale that up for a lion, and they can see a little bit further. As the eye size gets bigger, they have more visual cells in there, but definitely not nearly as far as humans could see.
So how did you go about testing this, and then how did you go about figuring out what the stripes were actually for?
Right. So what we did to test this was to actually do some calculations based on the research we had from domestic cats, how far into the distance they could see stripes. And actually, the way that you test acuity or spatial vision more generally is you use black and white alternating bars, and then you move those, you move the bars smaller and smaller and smaller so it looks like they're becoming more distant, and then see the distance where they can't tell that black and white from a plain gray. And so we took these results. Luckily, zebras have black and white striped bars, so we could make an analogy and projected how far they would be before they just basically looked like a gray horse. And in the daylight, that's about 80 meters. But at nighttime, twilight, really dark moonless nights, when the lions are hunting the most, it was very close, as close as 9 meters on a moonless night.
Okay, so now we know what the stripes are not for.
Right.
How did you go about finding out what the stripes actually are for?
Well, that's everyone wants to know what they're for. And our study actually didn't conclusively answer that. What we did was reject the idea that they weren't for camouflage. So now that we know that that's what they're not for, we can go out and start testing other hypotheses. That's how we move science forward. We test one thing, you reject it, and go on to something else. I will say that some of Tim Carroll's work in the past, and he's a co-author on this study, has looked at and found support for the hypothesis that the stripes act as a natural type of bug spray and keep biting flies away.
Why would that be the case?
As light gets reflected off of different surfaces, it becomes polarized. And this is some work that was actually led by a group out of Sweden in 2012, looking at the effect of zebra stripes on this. Basically, they found that a dark horse, the flies seem to be attracted to the way light is polarized off their body, whereas for a zebra, which would bounce the light off in different directions, it was very off-putting to flies. They hardly ever visited these striped models.
Okay, so there's one theory. Are there other theories about what these stripes might be for?
There are lots of theories. There's a dazzle effect theory where the stripes are helping an animal kind of confuse its predators by running back and forth inside the herd. There's a temperature theory that the stripes are cooling animals off. There's a lot of them.
Now, I know you're a scientist, and so you need the facts and the evidence before you can make a call, but I'm asking you anyway, what do you think the zebra stripes are for?
So far, you know, I think that we need to just set out about testing these. And the biting fly hypothesis, the data looks really good. And there's been some follow-up work, Tim led a study looking at the incidence of striped animals in areas with higher risk of biting flies. They found a correlation there. So I think that that's definitely one thing. And it might not be just one answer. You never know.
And what's the next step for your own research?
My main research is studying the visual system. I study it of humans, of primates, of other things. And so I'll probably try to see the world through the eyes of another animal to ask another question.
Amanda, fascinating work. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.